From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama and his Russian counterparts say they're looking forward to improved relations between their two countries after a day of meetings that produced a tentative arms control deal. NPR's Scott Horsley has details.
President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev committed to reducing their nuclear arsenals by nearly 25% over the next 7 years. Arms control was one of several issues on the table at the summit meeting in Moscow. Mr. Obama agreed with his Russian counterpart that relations between their countries have been drifting and are in need of some improvement.
President Medvedev and I are committed to leaving behind the suspicion and the rivalry of the past so that we can advance the interests that we hold in common.
Those common interests include Afghanistan. Russia agreed to cooperate in fighting terrorism and drug trafficking there and let U.S. troops and deadly supplies bound for Afghanistan pass through its territory. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Moscow.
A federal bankruptcy judge has cleared the way for General Motors to emerge from bankruptcy, approving GM's plan to sell its valuable assets to a new company in 4 days. But after the judge issued a 4-day stay of the order, appeals have already been filed. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
Judge Robert Gerber rejected arguments that GM should go through the traditional long bankruptcy process. Gerber said a speedy sale of GM's assets would prevent the death of the patient on the operating table. The ruling means GM could emerge from bankruptcy in about the same time as Chrysler. John Wolkanowicz is an auto industry analyst with IHS Global Insight. He says the government used Chrysler's bankruptcy as a test run for the much larger GM.
I think that's the reason why this one went more smoothly. I mean, I think that was a very wise approach that the government took.
Objectors to the sale of GM's assets have 4 days to file an appeal. Some of Chrysler's stakeholders appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which declined to hear the case. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
The government has finalized rules governing federally funded research on human embryonic stem cells. Acting director of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Raynard Kington, announced the new guidelines today.
The embryo donated for research must have been created for reproductive purposes. It must have been in excess of clinical need, and written informed consent for research must have been obtained from the donor or donors.
In March, President Obama lifted restrictions on human embryonic stem cells that had been imposed by the Bush administration. Kington said the new guidelines fulfill Mr. Obama's goals of advancing research and raising the bar for ethical standards. On Wall Street today, the Dow picked up 44 points to close at 8,324. The Nasdaq was down 9 points, closing at 1787. The S&P was up 2 points. This is NPR. Former Defense Secretary and architect of the U.S. war in Vietnam, Robert McNamara, died today. He was 93. McNamara was a vocal proponent of U.S. involvement in Vietnam, but by the 1990s, he concluded it was a mistake. More than half the pages of the world's oldest known Bible, which includes the New and Old Testament, have been brought together by the British Library and uploaded onto the Internet. As Larry Miller reports from London, some of the parts are different from the later versions now being used.
Four scribes wrote what's known as the Codex Sinaiticus on animal hide in Greek around 400 years after Christ, about when Roman Emperor Constantine embraced Christianity. The Codex, or the earliest form of a bound book, was originally 1,400 pages, but just 800 of them and some fragments now remain. The 16 by 14-inch pages belong to libraries in London, Egypt, Russia, Germany, and the Monastery of St. Catherine in the Sinai. All of the New Testament survived, as well as the earliest copy of the Gospels written after Christ's death. These are different versions of what came later. For example, St. Mark's Gospel doesn't mention the appearance of a resurrected Jesus Christ. It's not known which religious order commissioned it or where it was made. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Police say a serial killer that was terrorizing Gaffney, South Carolina, has been shot to death in North Carolina, where police reportedly were called to the site of a burglary. They shot and killed a suspect who was later found to have a gun and bullets that matched those used in 5 killings in and around Gaffney, some 30 miles away. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.